We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get serious now. We're still sampling your opinion on Harper and what his teammates should have done when he started screaming at a man who may have ended his season. We'll be dealing with that further. We have a big story that we broke earlier in the show. Seth Joyner has left the pre- and post-game on NBC Sports Philadelphia. If you would like to recall the great job he has done on those shows and the loss that will be for us as Eagles fans. And we are about to embark on the most amazing story I've ever heard. A Major League Baseball team is instructing its star players not to run hard to first base. Tony La Russa's 79.
Jeez.
His Chicago White Sox. Unbelievable story. We got a guy who can cover all of it, Al, because he has two great podcasts. Rhea, how great are his podcasts? Here they are right here.
Yes, Hidden Season.
At Eagles Pod, Eye on the Enemy. He also writes for the Good Fight PH, A-I-G-H-T, and Bleeding Green Nation. The great John Stolness is on the line with us. Hi, Johnny.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Johnny, if Harper is out for the year, is the season over for the Phillies?
I don't think so. No, I don't think it is. Because you take Harper away, you still have a $200 million roster, right? And you this offseason, you went and you got Kyle Schwarber, and you went and got Nick Castellanos, and Castellanos has, without question, struggled. But there is enough offense in this lineup to get along without Bryce Harper. It without a question, it hurts. I'm worried about it, but I do think there is enough here that if Bryce Harper is lost for the season, if they can overcome the emotional toll, that they can still win. They can still put up enough runs to win.
John Johnson on his overnight show and again on our show indicated that he feels Snell was headhunting. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't think so. I think he was just trying to pitch inside. I mean, we talk about all the time about pitchers being afraid to pitch inside, and I think one just got away from him. Bryce Harper said after the game, they've been playing against each other since they were 10, 11 years old, and so I think you could see his reaction right away. Snell appeared upset that he hit Harper the way he did. He knew it was bad.
But what about Bryce's reaction, which was to get angry at Snell? At that moment, John, don't your teammates come out because you're the star player and their season has been endangered? All the players sit on their ass. There was a brawl yesterday in the Seattle-LA game. Don't you come out because he's angry at the guy?
I don't know if you come out because he's angry at the guy. I think he was frustrated at knowing that the injury was bad. If you're a player, I think you know in that spot, he's probably not throwing at your teammate. I don't think Bryce would have wanted his teammates to come out and make more of it than it was. I'm the way it all played out, the Phillies won that game. They won yesterday. I don't know that they needed to come out and to get after Snell and get in his face, because I think everybody recognized in the moment that it was an accident.
Kind of a wimpy response there, Stolness, but I'll let it go.
I'm a lover, not a fighter, Ange.
Well, that's what I took from that. All right, The Phillies bullpen. This doesn't make a bit of sense. The Phillies bullpen recorded 34 consecutive outs. Nobody got on base. That's more than a perfect game by 7 outs. Right now they're on a run of 40 out of 41. Please explain.
See, now you said it out loud, and you've scared them away. You know, it's like when you try to approach a squirrel and they run away up into a tree. Now you've ruined it. You've ruined the whole thing. You know, it's amazing. Nick Nelson yesterday going more than three innings. I mean, who saw that coming? Jose Alvarado has been on target, and then Velotti with the save yesterday. It's really amazing. And I if these guys can harness their command, they've got stuff. These guys all have, you know, Velotti's got good stuff. Alvarado's got good stuff. Knebel, if he rediscovers his curveball, has good stuff. And he's looked good in his last few outings. If they can get him on track, that would certainly be a big help. And so I don't think the stuff has ever not been there for these guys. It's the command. It's the walks. And if they can stop walking guys, they can be effective.
Jonesy, I got an aside to Keith Jones. Jonesy, yeah. Should I be concerned that it appears John Stolness is approaching squirrels?
Yes, you got to be careful. I had a bad
I love
squirrel.
Squirrels.
I had a bad squirrel.
John,
creatures.
I'm not going any further with that. John,
right.
I got to move you over for a minute to the Eagles because this thing is killing me. It's killing me. The Eagles have shut down their offseason 2 weeks early at the urging of their medical staff. What do you think of that?
I think it's okay. I'm not worried about it. Here's what I'll say about this. If this coming season they look unprepared, if they are dealing with a rash of injuries, and we can look back at what they've done this offseason, and we can look at that as a culprit, I think that's the time to get upset about it. For me personally, I they were very healthy last year, coming after an offseason in which they scaled things back quite a bit. When Doug Peterson was here, all we talked about were all of the injuries that this team went through. And last year, they were pretty darn healthy. So a lot of teams around the NFL are doing this. This seems to be the wave. Newer head coaches and the medical staff are looking at this, and they're saying that this is the way we think we can keep players fresher. You have to keep in mind there's an extra NFL game now during the course of the season. So there's just one extra regular season game they've got to keep attuned for. So I have no problem with this until I see that it is a problem.
Let me move it to the next level, because this was a decision made by the medical staff of the Eagles and adhered to by Nick Sirianni, probably against his will, but he did it. Now we've got another medical decision being made by the Chicago White Sox. The White Sox have instructed five players: Andrew Vaughn, Jose Abreu, Tim Anderson, A.J. Pollock, and Louis Robert. They have five best players. They have advised them, John, not to run hard to first base for fear they could pull a muscle. Are we now giving too much authority to the doctors?
Well, in this case, I think we are. When you're talking about an off-season program, that's one thing. When you're talking about in-game, in the course of naturally playing the game, and you're telling players not to run hard, not to hustle, what's the rule in the NFL? Like, if you're playing not to get hurt, you probably will get hurt.
Yep.
And that's when we're talking about in-game action. And I imagine it's the same with any sport. If you're working hard not to get hurt, you probably will find a way to get hurt. And when it comes to running hard to first base, I agree you don't have to run with your hair on fire every single time. But if you're running hard, you're putting pressure on the shortstop. You're putting pressure on the second baseman. You're putting pressure on the outfielders who may be converging on a fly ball and they have miscommunication and you can get an extra bag out of it. There are tangible reasons from an athletic standpoint, from a winning standpoint, to hustle to first base every single time out of the box. And making that part of your team's culture trickles down into other areas. And I hate it. I think it's a terrible move, and I think it's a losing team move.
I'm looking forward to asking it of Jason Kelce on Wednesday, because we're going to be with him at the Ocean Drive in Seattle City. John, Jason Kelce, what is it about him that is connected so well with the city of Philadelphia?
Well, for one thing, he's an incredible player. You look at how big he is, and you see how athletic he is, and how fast he can move, and how effective he still is at his age. You just marvel at the athleticism of someone who does not look like an athlete whatsoever. And you see what he's done as part of a championship team, and you take that and you put that. That's one thing. But then it was the speech after the Super Bowl, when he went on the Art Museum steps and he was dressed in the Mummers uniform, so clearly embracing the culture of the city. And then he delivers that speech, the legendary speech, which no one will ever forget. That was the moment when he stepped onto those steps and he was dressed in a Mummers uniform and went through the entire roster talking about how awesome everybody was. That is the moment the city fell in love with him. And he just continues to say the right things. He continues to do the right things. And it's not pandering. This is just who the guy is.
Yeah.
He's so comfortable with the media. He's comfortable with you guys. There's a lot of players who aren't comfortable coming on talk radio, who aren't comfortable speaking to the media. And it just fits him like a glove. It's a perfect marriage.
John Stallings, tremendous. You've redeemed yourself with some of that wimpy stuff early on, Stallings. Thank you as always, John. Great stuff. Appreciate it. And John will be the great thing about Jason is, all right, Al, Jason is often seen on plays 10, 15 yards down
the
field.
Those are my favorite
plays. I'm going to assume that doctors would tell him that is not smart because you could get rolled over. You could get hurt.
Right.
Somebody could blindside you.
Well.
And yet, if you said to Jason Kelce, just stay near the line and wait for the play to end, he would spit in your face before he did it.
There is one play in football, though, that they all recommend that you do to give up on a play, and that's the quarterback. Remember, who couldn't slide? Was it was it Vic or was it
whatever?
I forget who it was, but one, you know, they had trouble. It's like no, that's a clear case of where you should protect yourself.
I'm with you, but most of the time, no. Todd's up next, and he's a man. Hi, Toddy.
Morning, Angelo. I wanted to ask Jonesy. Yesterday, I saw the documentary on the Red Wings and Avalanche rivalry, and in particular, I just wanted to get your memories from that game. And also, in light of this conversation about stepping up for your teammates, I checked the box score from the game where that brawl occurred. You were playing in the game, and somehow, with all those fights, even with the goalies, you didn't get a single penalty minute. How'd that happen?
I will tell you this. We played Detroit three times earlier that year, beat them every time. That was the fourth and final meeting of the regular season. And Claude Lemieux turtled. He should never have turtled. He should have fought back. It cost us the Stanley Cup that year. They came back and won the game. They won 6-5 in overtime. And we were winning that game 4-1. Would have been a sweep of Detroit that year. And we lost because of that. Lemieux didn't stand up for himself, and he should have. That's why.
That's the whole code, right? That's where
he made a mistake. Like, he should have fought the guy. All he had to do was fight. He didn't, and it's something that I'll never forget, actually. But that won Detroit the Stanley Cup. They won that game 6-5 in overtime on a McCarty goal to win it, and then they went on to beat us in the conference finals. I didn't play in the playoffs after the first round. I blew my knee out. But I would have liked to have been around for that second go-around with that.
How did you not involve yourself in that brawl? It sounds like you're the kind of guy.
I was disgusted by it.
Oh!
It was the worst, because what Lemieux did, he did the wrong thing.
Wow.
He should have stuck up for himself.
Fascinating stuff. Give me a word for the Phillies, Todd.
Can I just ask Al one quick question? There was some talk earlier in the year from Bob Clark where he claimed that the Flyers scouts wanted to draft Cale Makar, and Ekstall ignored him. Is that actually true?
I don't know exactly. I do know that the two guys at the top of the draft were, I mean, that was the picks, the two picks. But boy, I'll tell you, I honestly never thought I'd say I saw a kid who's going to be as good as Bobby Orr. And I think they missed Bobby Orr.
Wow. All right, I got to have a word here up against the break, Toddy.
Actually, I don't have one.
All right, very good, but at least you played by the rules the whole way through, and I really appreciate that. 215-592. I love people, Al, who go outside the lines. 215-592-9494. I'm going to come back, and I want to read you these quotes from Tony La Russa. Now, Al, at 79, he is already pushing the limits.
Yeah.
And now, apparently, in my estimation, he has lost his mind.
He's done some bizarre things.
I'm going to play you this. I can't play it. It was a one-on-one with a reporter from the Chicago Sun-Times. But he has made it abundantly clear now. Some of his players are under instructions not to play hard. Is that where sports is going? Because if it is, I'm going first. WIP Sports.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports. All right, we are back at 8:21. We're going to get a final read on that first question. Our second question will develop directly out of this conversation. Because I have been doing this, ladies and gentlemen, for a better part of 32 years now. And I can tell you, I have never one time encountered a story like this story I'm about to tell you. Because I have even had verbal altercations on the air over this issue with a guy who managed the Phillies and cared more about protecting his players than he did about telling you the truth. That's Gabe Kapler. It actually happened 3 years ago in San Diego, where Bryce Harper got hit by a pitch and his season is in jeopardy. 3 years ago, Gene Segura did not run hard down to first base, and as a result of that, Andrew McCutcher blew out his knee.
Correct.
ACL out for the year. And but we have known this. We have known that this existed in baseball for years. Just ask Robinson Cano, who has never run hard to first base. But never was it ever approved of by a baseball team advising their players not to run hard. When you're a kid, Jonesy, when you're a kid, the first thing they teach you when you hit the ball, run hard.
Yes.
Run to first. Make it hard for the defense to put you out.
Yeah.
It's the basis
fundamental.
It's a fundamental tenet of American sports.
Yes.
In football, run till they bring you to the ground.
Yeah.
Get the extra yard. In hockey, I'm sure
there's a lot of examples in hockey. One is on a line change, and there's some players that just lollygag over to the bench, and sometimes you get a too many minutes on the ice penalty because of it. Teams want you to hustle to the bench for the change.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Tony La Russa, 79 Al, and showing many signs of deep senility. All right?
Oh, my God.
Tony La Russa did a one-on-one interview with the Chicago Sun-Times over the weekend. And he announced to the reporter that his medical staff has advised five of their star players, not all nine of them. By the way, there are nine guys in the starting lineup. Five of them have been told to do this. The other four are being told to run hard.
Nice.
So those other four know that the club doesn't care if they get hurt.
That's embarrassing.
But they have advised Andrew Vaughn, Jose Abreu, Tim Anderson, A.J. Pollock, and Louis Robert to not run hard to first base because they're afraid they will get hurt. Here is a quote directly from Tony La Russa. He told the reporter, "We literally have five of the nine guys who are playing under trainer instructions that if they make a routine out, they slow it down. If you watch closely, there are extra bases we have not taken, and you can sit them, but they're key offensive guys. So as long as the fans understand it, they're not lazy, but their legs are important."
Yikes. That's one of the worst quotes I've ever heard.
Ever. In the history.
That's insane.
Now, we actually, just for kind of fun, because we don't have Tony La Russa, he did it one-on-one, and it wasn't. If it was recorded, the recording is not available. Here is a simulation of that that you can get now on the internet, Al, putting the words into the mouth of an old man.
Okay.
"We literally have five of the non-guys who are playing under trainer instructions that if they make a routine out, they slow it down. If you watch closely, there are extra bases we haven't taken, and you can sit them, but they're key offensive guys. So as long as the fans understand it, they're not lazy, but their legs are important."
Wow.
The very basis of sports is that you're going to try hard. And the question you have to ask yourself is, what kind of conditioning are these players in that they can't run 90 feet without fear of injury? Al, shouldn't a basis for being a baseball player that you can run 90 feet hard without worrying about hurting yourself?
Yeah, it is. But it is weird that when you come off that, when you come out of the batter's box, that's usually when it happens.
Like the Ryan Howard injury?
It's just a weird thing, but you can't do this. Half my team has to play. How the hell do you?
There's a mixed standard.
I mean, yeah, you have to have some standard. Now, if you have a guy that's injured,
that might be a different story.
I mean, if you have a guy, right. one guy
well, if
that's
trainer directed, maybe it is because
they
of
said the trainers yeah. have advised so their maybe, star yeah, players not to run
maybe
hard.
Maybe they have some issue, lower body
but
issues.
But it's a horrible thing to make awful. Public. It's
Jonesy,
just,
you played.
Yeah,
you
it's bad.
Know the very essence of hockey is work hard, work hard, work hard.
Yeah, we just watched it in the Stanley
now,
Cup final.
They're telling you, no, don't do it. You could get hurt.
Yeah, no, it's the opposite of anything I've ever heard in my life.
And isn't this an extension of exactly what the Eagles are doing right now? Not playing for 2 weeks when they could have
because
they're afraid somebody's going to get injured.
I don't think they're telling them to do that in the game, but it would be the equivalent of telling a running back to act like a quarterback just before he's going to get hit and
go down.
If you have one guy, Embiid. If they told Embiid, if there's a loose ball,
I can actually buy that.
Like,
yes. Yeah, and don't put him on the court when you're winning by a huge margin, so he hurts his thumb.
26 points.
Yeah.
No, Al, that's where we're finally in tandem. Yeah,
but
I'm with you on that.
You can't have a team policy.
No,
it's amazing. There is no purpose in sports anymore if the team's running it. If the doctors on those teams are telling you, don't play hard. What am I watching? Tony La Russa, if in his heyday, let me tell you something about Tony La Russa. Mm-hmm. In his heyday, he would have told those doctors to go to hell. He would have told those, he would have punched those trainers. He would have put them in a headlock.
How did he get back managing again? When did this start? Wasn't he working for the league?
No, he's been around for a while now.
I know. It's amazing.
And frankly, they were supposed to be good this year, and they stink.
I know. They have a lot of good players.
This should tell you why. Ava Graham.
Yes.
We're going to get to this question now, but let's finish up our first question.
All right. It's brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. Brand new Silverados in stock, ready for immediate delivery, and all discounted below MSRP. Find new roads at ArminChevy.com. Can the Phillies make the playoffs if Bryce Harper is out for the season? 68% say no.
It's over, people. Hold your breath and wait for the doctor's verdict in the next day or two.
New question. Do you think baseball players should run as hard as they can after they hit the ball? Yes or no?
No, I'd like to make this clear. This is the dumbest question I have ever asked.
I'm not sure.
Because anyone that says they should not, please, stop following sports. You're an idiot, all right? You are really not worthy of choosing sports as a something to do in this city. Mm. We don't tolerate that in this city. Reuse.
Yes.
That's a yes. Rhea believes that you should run hard.
Yes.
All right, Keith Jones.
Yes, you should.
All right, you have a yes from me. Al.
Well, you didn't...
Do you think baseball players should run as hard as they can after they hit the ball? Yes or no?
Al doesn't.
Yes or no, Al?
If it's a... Yeah, yes.
Yes
or no. You're making a global question, yes.
It's a globe. No. All right, why don't I do all little clauses so I can cover you up?
Always.
Oh, my goodness.
What a pain in the ass you are now that you're a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. I've noticed later, Al, your attitude is changing.
His head is huge now.
And not for the better. And if you just tuned in, Al got a free meal over the weekend
because he's
in the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. And it's the first of many. Mm-hmm. Plan accordingly.
It was very tasty.
If Al comes into your establishment, please tell him his money is no good there.
Yeah. Everyone's doing it now.
Kenny is on live from the Dirty 30. Kenny, hit me with some of these topics, my man.
Well, first off, my wife and I were watching that game the other night live when Bryce Harper got hit.
Yes.
And she looks at me and goes, "You all right?" And I looked her right in the face and said, 239 days to pitchers and catchers.
What? Wait, pitchers?
Season's over.
Season's done.
Oh, the season's over. Now, did your wife, who is in the medical establishment, Kenny, does she think it's over also?
Well, I can't say her exact wording, but she said he was a word to begin with an F and ended in ED.
Ooh,
And she's a doctor.
Yeah.
That's a fully formed medical opinion.
I'll tell you, that's
that is
really
a
good.
Diagnosis. You're bleep.
I knew I liked her. Now I like her even more. Kenny, what else you want to say here?
You got to understand something, Ange. We're dinosaurs, bud. Anybody over the age of 45 grew up getting beat by nuns, beat by your parents, beat by your neighbor's parents if you messed up at their house, kill the guy at the ball, and all these rough sports. We were used to playing rough and being treated roughly by parents, by nuns, by coaches. These kids nowadays need safe rooms and safe words and get coddled, and they're not used to being tough love. And this is what comes of it. Oh, I can't run. I can't practice. I mean, anybody that played any contact sport knows the only way to get in hitting shape is to hit. You got to hit. That's why we have so many injuries early in the season, because they don't see live bullets till the first game of the season, and their bodies aren't conditioned for the hitting. But it's the way it is now. And now these doctors come in. Tony La Russa said that. He said the trainers instructed me.
Yes.
He didn't say I agreed with it.
Yep.
He didn't say I told him to. He's as frustrated as all this because it's been taken out of the hands. And by the way, what player is saying, screw that, doctor, I am going to play my way. I'm a professional. They don't do it. They go with it because they've been coddled their whole life. They don't know any different.
Well, that's why we had Kenny.
We have to get used to it. It ain't right, but it's the way it is.
That's why we had a doctor on, and I pushed back a little on him. I said, Doc, but I didn't get the sense that the doctor we had up for NovaCare was going to tell you to shut everything down. I don't. I mean, yeah, technically, if you do less active, if you're not on a football field slamming people, you probably are more likely to remain healthy. But then you're not going to be healthy later because you're not conditioned. Hello?
It's ridiculous, but again, we must be the get off the lawn types because everyone younger seems to go along with it and have no problem with it.
I don't
understand how you can get paid millions of dollars and not have pride in yourself and your sport to go along with someone telling you not to play hard, not to practice.
Give me a word for the Phillies.
I don't know if this is a word, but.
No.
Jeez.
Check your shorts, too.
Hell is that? I don't know if this is a word.
That was awful.
It's not a word. It's a sound. It's not a word. How do you win with that? And the winner, all these people are working to get the perfect word for the Phillies right now, and he comes out with, that's it?
Yeah.
That's a win?
Might.
I mean, that would trivialize everything we do here every day.
Nah.
This is important
stuff.
This means
they stink is what he's trying to say.
All right, Lewis Jonesy, thank you for that. I needed more information. Lewis is on the line from Delaware. Hi, Lou.
How you doing, Ange? How you doing, team? Good morning.
Lou, I like the tone already. The tone is, you mess with my player, you mess with Lewis. Is that what I'm hearing?
Oh, man, listen, in high school, because I didn't get to play college ball, I wasn't that great. But in high school, man, I was known as the boxer of the team because I was a boxer. That was my main sport.
Me too.
And
he wrote about it.
Man. I mean, even a player got hit on our team, and, you know, I was the first one barking at the pitcher, you know. And, I mean, being, you know, the Philly situation, how many injuries Bryce Harper dealt with already, I mean, come on, man. Yeah, I would have definitely jumped out of that bullpen and been parking at Snell as well.
Did you hear, Snell, did you hear this thing I played before about what a punk he is?
Yeah, this whole getting paid because you didn't play. I mean, who do you think you are, man? Are you like the best pitcher in the league or something? Like,
no.
He was one.
Here's the thing. When he was making those comments, he had come
off game.
A Cy Young a year. He can't get his mother out right now. The only thing apparently he can do is headhunt, which I'm not positive he was doing that. He may just stink. But either way, you don't do that to Bryce Harper, and I'm going to sit there. That's not an option.
No, not at all. And, I mean, if Bryce Harper's thumb is shattered and he's got to miss the season, I mean, hard to say, but it's done for the Phillies. The bullpen's not going to be able to hold up. And the way how the bats are right now, it's I don't know, man. They're wishy-washy, man. I mean, ever since they dropped Joe Girardi, it's been a little bit more of an upside. I mean, these road wins, this series was a good win.
Yes, it was. We have a good manager now, but there's a lot of other issues. Lewis, give me a word for the Phils.
Well, I would like to say this for the Phils and for all of Philly sports, because one thing I could definitely say, man, they are all unpredictable.
Unpredictable is a fine word. I enjoyed your call. Please don't be a stranger. I need men's men. Thank you,
yes,
Lewis.
Sir.
When we return, I'm going to play this again for you, because Al, I'm not sure everybody heard it when I started the, well, 620. A big story has broken in Philadelphia media. Seth Joyner has announced he will no longer be a part of the pre- and post-game shows on NBC Sports Philadelphia. I'm going to let you hear on his podcast that he announced last week that he is done and why. You'll hear that when we return. We are back at 8:41 right now, and I want you to hear this, because, ladies and gentlemen, it's a weird thing that we are breaking this story, but we are.
What is it?
And we are doing it because I got, I received an email, which I took 2 days to confirm myself. I did not believe it.
That's amazing.
Because, first of all, you've got to understand that Seth Joyner and Ray Dettinger are phenomenal people to hear from after Eagles games.
Yep.
I'm not going to lie. Even more so after a loss, because they're intense, right? They're very intense. But Seth Joyner announced on his podcast last week that he is out at the post-game show, pre and post.
Yeah.
Here is his official announcement.
I will not be returning to NBC Sports Philadelphia to do the pre- and post-game show this upcoming season. You know, sometimes things run their course. And it's time, you know. My man Ray Diddy called it a career, and you know, it's hard to replicate and duplicate the kind of chemistry and camaraderie that we had.
We're not only losing the yellow pad; we're using the Seth Joyner scowl.
Yeah,
I love the scowl. But there's more to it than just the camaraderie of the chemistry with Ray.
Mm-hmm.
He apparently has some other iron in the fire.
I wonder, yeah.
Listen, don't worry. Information will flow in the next couple of weeks. It's not like, you know, you're not going to be able to hear my commentary. Another situation arose and created an opportunity for me, you know, to do something different, to do something new. I've been at Comcast for 5-6 years. And sometimes, you know, quite honestly, things just kind of run their course. And it was time.
Translation. Seth going to get paid. Seth is going to get paid. You understand?
Taking your job.
There's an announcement coming.
It's fine with me. That is a very provocative human being.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, if he takes my job and you're working with him, good luck to you.
He is going to tell us what he's doing when he comes back for vacation.
Well, here's the next thing. This is the part of the story I didn't tell you originally. So needless to say, right away when I got this, I go to Rhea. Rhea's my go-to. I said, Rhea, track down Seth. Seth is not available right now. Why, Rhea?
He's in Europe.
Oh.
Is he in Italy?
He just said Europe. He just said he's going to Europe.
Yeah, there's no phones there.
No phones in Europe.
Well, no, but he's on vacation.
He's on vacation. Here's what he did, Al. He lit a little storm, a little fire, and took off.
I love it.
Here we go. But I got to assume, I don't know this.
He's
Al, you work for them, I don't.
Back.
What?
Yeah.
Did they know it's CSN, NBC Sports Philadelphia?
Oh, I have no idea.
We don't know.
No, make you some just calls. Broke the news to them, I think.
Al, is it safe to say that this new opportunity he has will be more lucrative than the one he's got at NBC Sports Philadelphia?
Seth, I would think he can name a price.
Seth is awesome.
He wants to coach. That's the one thing I'm wondering about.
It sounds like the announcement has to do with the media.
It does sound that
way. I don't know. But he would be a great coach.
I wish
he would. I would, if you said to me today, he replaces Jonathan Gannon as a defensive coordinator, where do I sign?
What are you signing?
Where do I sign?
Happy Monday.
There we go. I'm just saying.
You're on board, is
Jonathan.
What you're saying.
I'm totally on board. Jonesy, look, I am not going to say I will not watch that show anymore because I still love Michael. Barrett Brooks, I think, is excellent.
And they'll have to rehire.
But
hire a
I will
people.
Tell you this, Jonesy. It's going to be real hard to replace these
of
two guys.
Of course it is.
They're intense. They after losses, Al, you would be frustrated. And then you go, and Ray Diddage would be there. Yeah, give me a little bit of Ray, Joe. And Ray would be there. And Ray would be more frustrated than you were.
I don't know how, knowing what was on the line here, knowing how important this game was, against a team like the Cowboys, to show up and play as badly as they played tonight and as uninspired as they played tonight and as lifeless and dumb.
All right, hold on. I got to hear what Seth's got to say. Seth, what do you think of that?
I don't know what to say. You know, the coaching is elementary. Players are inept and look ill-prepared.
Oh, man.
You know, it's just a comedy of errors.
I need the... Ow, my life is less today.
Well, you got time. Maybe they'll call you.
No, I am not experts. Available for any gigs of any kind.
You can talk about movies.
No, I am not. Al, I'm not. No, listen to me.
What?
This is the end of the line. I am not seeking new opportunities. I'm seeking no opportunities.
Let's take a break from the game and talk about Netflix.
No breaks. Al, no breaks. And I don't. You're right, Jonesy. Since he got the Hall of Fame, he's a little smug now.
He is. He's a little big smugger. Head now.
Very big-headed guy now.
Yeah.
Oh, a round for the boys. Oh, it's covered? Great. Have a round on me, boys.
Mm-hmm.
Matt's up next. Hi, Matt.
Yeah, Angelo, you'll be back after a year or two.
Matt, and I am in no way comparing myself to this media god.
Mm.
But one of the most respected exits I've ever seen was Mr. Johnny Carson.
Johnny Carson.
Because when Carson walked away, you never heard from him again.
Oh.
I'm out of here like Vladimir.
Compared to Carson... You're a happy-go-lucky guy.
Thank you.
Because he was, I mean, from the book I read,
thank you.
He was a miserable guy.
He got married four times, all to Joannas.
How did they work out?
I don't know. I think the last two of them changed their name because he was rich.
Where'd Johnny go?
They all had the same last name.
He played tennis, and then he died.
That's it.
That was it. He had 8 years of pure... luxury.
So you got that to look forward to.
No, I don't play tennis.
Oh, you got pickleball.
I'm not doing it.
Pickleball.
That's for old people.
No, that's the most growing sport in the world.
Everybody loves it.
I don't like pickles.
You don't pickles. Eat they a don't pickle like while you. You're playing.
No, I prefer it like a gherkin.
Yes.
Huh?
How do you spell that?
Sorry,
I
Matt.
I misheard you.
Matt, what would you do if that happened and you were in the dugout and Harper got hit like that? Would you just sit there?
Well, believe it or not, I'm with Al on this one.
Oh no!
And I look,
Matt, wake up.
I'm not a fan at all of Blake Snell, but I mean, going by his reaction, and there was no like warnings or anything. You can't tell me if that was intentional.
All right, but you saw it. Here's it. Joe, play it again. Hold on. I want you to hear this, Matt. This is the actual account of it. Now, you will hear a blip. That was Michael Bourne saying the S word.
Yes.
All right, but you got to hear near the end where Scott Fransky describes how Harper reacted to Snell. Listen.
And the pitch.
Ooh.
Up and hit him. Oh, my goodness. Bryce Harper gets hit up. And he's clutching his hand right now. I don't know how he got his hand in the way of that, but he is in some pain right now. And Harper down on the ground. And Paul Buchheit is out there. Paul Buchheit, pardon me. He's out there checking on him. And Harper is clutching his hand. I can't really tell whether it's the thumb on his left hand. He's standing now. I mean... Again, a little bit like last year with St. Louis.
I think a word might have slipped out there. I mean, when I seen that ball let loose, you could tell it was
Harper
hitting.
Is in some real pain, and he's screaming right now, and he's yelling at Blake Snell.
Yelling at Blake Snell. You hear that? That's the key part, not the S word or the apology.
Which is very funny. But here's what I will say about that.
Yeah.
It's happened with, you know, brothers, sisters, friends. Somebody accidentally hurt you, you know, they
not
whatever.
A problem.
No, you do yell at them initially going, yo, jackass, get up, you know, and then you're like, it's fine.
I'm on the dugout. All I need is that signal that my guy is mad at him. Now we're in Fist City. Now we're going to duke it out for a while.
Did you ever stub your toe on a table?
Yes.
Don't you feel like punching that table right in the top?
All right. Now, I told you earlier, Jonesy, and Michael Bourne did not need to apologize.
Michael Bourne no. just endeared word, himself to me yeah, with that.
That word is probably the least nasty word stated in this city in that moment.
Fransky's trying to cover
did
up.
Did you notice the expert?
My go-to is the F.
Fransky was awesome on that.
Yes, he is.
He's
what?
Trying to let it, no, just let it go. He's trying to tell him yeah. that he keeps coming back to
no,
apologize.
No, he feels terrible.
He's just let it go.
Michael.
It
don't highlight it.
Michael, I am now going to... All right, here's one thing I'll do when I retire.
What?
I'm going to campaign that the S word is occasionally okay.
It is.
I think it is.
It
right,
was
Jonesy?
On Saturday night. In.
You know, that'll be a noble thing to yes. tackle.
Oh, right? Gosh,
S is okay.
Talk to the FCC. Listen, once a show tops, right? And only if it applies.
But who gets to use it?
Well, the key host, the top guy.
Why don't you use it your last show?
All right,
show.
Tony La Russa.
Or what I could do here is give you over my token for that day.
I like that.
And you get to
you only get to use one a show.
One a show. Use it sparingly.
Yes.
Matt, give me a word for the Phillies.
Oh, well, with Harper out now and Eflin's obviously not 100%, we don't have pitching depth, you know. But the Phillies situation is kind of alarming.
Alarming is a very good word. I like it a lot. Now, that's a good one. But nobody's even got a sniff of my words because my words, Al, I don't want to give any clues, but I'm telling you, my words are great words, and you're not coming up with them. Here's where we are right now. Insufferable, discouraging, frustrating, confusing, resilient, overpaid, intriguing, roller coaster, bitten. Shortened to from
snake
a snake
bitten.
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
Terrible.
Unpredictable and alarming. Come on, guys. Do you know the prizes I'm giving away? You might not ever have to work again. Jimmy's on the line from Oakland. Hi, Jimmy.
Good morning, Ange. Good morning, team.
All right, now this I like. I can already hear. Jimmy, you wouldn't have sat there, would you?
I'm over the boards, Ange. I wouldn't have hesitated. I'm over the boards.
See that? Jimmy, I need to hang around with you because you'd always have my back, wouldn't you?
Well, you got to. If you're real teammates, you have to. You got to watch each other's back. And that's the reason why I called today. Saturday night is a perfect example of why there should be no designated hitter in baseball. If you can throw at a guy's head at 97 miles an hour, you should have to stand in the box your damn self.
Yep.
Interesting point.
In fact, I'd bring Alvarado in. At 101, and see how that hit off Snell's head. See how far it would bounce.
If he tried to hit him, it'd be a strike.
If he had no DH, it'd take care of itself. You'd have no Harper.
Yeah.
Jonesy, he could finally throw a strike that way. Just aim for the guy's head. No, Jimmy, the fact of the matter is, I don't even care what the intent was. You hurt my player. You're not getting away with that without me doing something.
Well, you know what, Ange? I mean, you were commenting on La Russa's comments, and sports in America has always been a microcosm of America itself, and we've become a nation of gutless wonders.
No argument. No argument, Jimmy. But Jimmy, could you just tell me, have you ever been in a bar brawl?
Unfortunately, yes.
Oh, could I have a couple of details?
No, it's still too close to the action.
All right. Oh,
it's the case is still pending?
Jimmy, that's awesome, man. You're awesome. Jimmy, if you got
it's
some
awesome.
Time
you
today.
Killed somebody to fight.
You got time today, Jimmy. YouTube, do Keith Jones, Joey Sacco.
Oh, jeez.
And watch a man throw hands. My partner, Keith Jones.
Yes.
Very tough.
God. Do you know to this day, Jimmy, that Joey Sacco sees little birds flying around his head?
I don't doubt that at all. And while we're on the subject of Keith Jones, I recently came into my own personal autographed copy of a Keith Jones hockey card.
Nice.
For which I'm eternally grateful.
All right. Jimmy, good man, great one. Jimmy. Give me a word, Jimmy.
Moribund.
Moribund. That's a great word,
What's
Al.
What's it mean?
They're like sluggish.
Really?
Yes.
Moribund.
I heard morbid.
All right, hold on for a minute. I just thought of something. Rhea, we got to do a little, we have to do a little research. Here's what I can tell you.
No, I'm sorry. You mean I have to do a little research?
Yes. Listen, Rhea, this is great.
Yes.
Al Morgani had a hockey cut.
Yes.
1 year.
Yes.
Mullet looking cool.
Yes, that's. I met Al when he had the mullet.
At one time, yes. It was valued at a quarter.
Quarter.
I think, Al, that was peak.
No, that was the double what it was peak.
There was. It was about 10?
It was 12 cents.
12 cents.
Peak, I think. Yeah.
12 cents.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame, $7.25. Huh. It's worth.
Yeah. Like, I think everybody threw him away.
Hold on a minute. Al, is there any way?
What?
Your card has more value now than Keith Jones's.
No.
Come on.
Yeah, let's look.
I don't think Jonesy. Jonesy ain't in no Hall of Fame.
It's
Jonesy, do you have cards that are worth over $7?
No way. Al's got to be worth more.
Al, you may have be worth more than Keith Jones.
I don't think so.
Let me see. I'll look it up right now.
I got $3 on one thing of Al.
All right, keep going. 215-592-9495. I got Tony, Tom, Brian, and you. You will get on. You will win a prize. Jump on now. 215-592-9495. Could somebody please?
Minor.
Yours is 99 cents?
99 cents. That's all I see here.
I'm going to be honest with you, Jonesy. I wouldn't even pay that.
We have like 1,000 of them. We got money.
We got
that's
each,
a lot of money.
We're giving out $1 with those?
Yeah, I'm going to write that off then.
We give away like 10 or 15,000
yeah,
a year.
That's right.
When we return, we'll be talking to our good friend, Andrew Brandt. He's a lawyer. He knows all this stuff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.